The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Amber and Nigel presents is...
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
All right, let's rock and roll. Rock and roll.
Do it. How do we play? Is this anything?
I just slid you over a note card of how we play.
Oh.
Based on the advice of somebody yesterday in
that's right.
Caller Roulette.
We had a complaint.
Somebody was very upset that you asked me how to play this game every day and suggested on a radio program that I slide you a note card of how it works. So that's what we've done today.
Okay. All right. Now I know how it works. I've read the note card.
Is this anything? An elephant was running loose in Montana yesterday after it escaped from a traveling circus that was in town.
Oh, no.
Here's a quick clip from somebody witnessing the elephant running wild.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh, my God. Only in Butte. The circus elephant got loose. Where are you going, friend? And he's gone.
Dude, I'm like, they're laughing. I see an elephant walking down the middle of Meridian, and nobody is around to corral it, and it's headed straight for me. I'm not laughing. I'm running into the nearest clothing store and buying a new pair of shorts. This thing was huge.
Yes.
Now, because it was probably captive and docile, they were able to corral it and get it back to its safe space. I did read that it took a dump on somebody's lawn before they were able to get it back to the circus.
Big old elephant dump.
Oh, man.
Like, imagine living in Montana.
Oh, yeah.
That's the last thing you would expect that you have to clean up on your yard, elephant dung.
I'm telling you, though, it's no joke. Those things, like, there was a big story about a month ago of a charging elephant that killed an elderly American woman on a safari tour in Zambia. So that's a real thing. They were on like a golf cart, and this thing just came charging out of nowhere and knocked her over.
It was moving quick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so was this one, but they were able to get it pretty good. So, yeah, no thank you. That would freak me out.
So an elephant running down the street, you would go buy a new pair of shorts. I, on the other hand, would go up and introduce myself to Joy Behar. That's it for me, everybody. Good night.
Hey-o!
Whack, whack, whack. Is this anything?
Wow.
A minor league hockey team in Cleveland honored a guy this past weekend because he saved a kid from a stray hockey puck that was coming to the crowd.
Oh, man.
It happened at a Cleveland Monsters game. It's a minor league hockey team last week. Here's Andrew, the hero, and the kid's mom talking about what happened.
I just saw it was like wobbling and whatnot, so I was like, oh God, the first thing I got to do, first instinct is protect the kid, jump in front of it. I just kind of went off to the side and it actually hit me like on the inside of the hand right here.
And after he caught the puck, he told me that the empty seat next to him was his seat too. If I was him, I would have been switched seats.
I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, you got to keep your head on a swivel when you go to baseball games and hockey games. I feel like those are the two. Or maybe if you're sitting like courtside on an NBA basketball game,
right.
You got to really be on the lookout. But baseball especially, you've heard these horror stories of foul balls hitting to the concession stands and people aren't looking around and getting nailed, much less, you know, a baseball player breaks his bat. I remember a baseball game a few years ago where a baseball player broke his bat like three consecutive times. Do you remember that at all? Does that sound familiar? And each time his bat went into the stands and nearly just took somebody out. So I don't know how often a puck at a hockey game makes its way into the stands. But yeah, you got to be paying attention.
Right. And those hockey pucks, like the foul balls, they're moving. Like
real fast.
They're not into the stands because they floated up into there. Those things are moving. Is this anything? Going to need a little mood music here.
Journey?
Journey's greatest hits album, featuring this iconic song, Don't Stop Believin', just became the third album to hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart.
Okay.
That's 15 years and almost 4 months.
I get it.
It follows Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Bob Marley's Legend as the longest charting albums. Is this anything?
This is something, and I got a little piece of trivia for you for your Journey fans. By the way, at my wife and I's wedding, we walked out to the reception to Don't Stop Believin'.
Love it.
I mean, that's probably their number one all-time.
I think it's gotten more popular as time goes by.
It's got to be there. That's on the top of the list in terms of Journey songs. Don't let me, I mean, forget about Faithfully and Separate Ways and Open Arms, Wheel in the Sky. But I got a little piece of trivia here for you for another Journey song. Which one of Journey's greatest hits never even appeared on one of their original studio albums? Think of the movie Vision Quest.
Okay, I was trying to think of a movie. I thought maybe, you know, Any Way You Want It on Caddyshack, but I think that was on an album. I got nothing for Vision Quest.
Only the Young. Remember this song, Only the Young?
Oh, wow.
That was never actually on a Journey album.
Really?
It was on the Vision Quest movie soundtrack. Remember Vision Quest with Matthew Modine and he's the college or the high school wrestler?
Madonna also had a big song on that soundtrack, Crazy for You, the ballad.
That's right.
Vision Quest soundtrack did a lot better than the movie Vision Quest. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.